You know what happened the last time somebody asked me to back up from a microphone?
What's that, Larry?
I said, how far? And they said, did you bring your keys?
Oh, that's not very
no,
nice.
No, it's not very nice at all. Tom brought a plethora of CDs here, where plethora is defined as...
That's a mighty big word, Larry.
I think so. Here's one of them. And who is this?
Esquivel.
Esquivel.
The creator of space-age bachelor pad music.
This sounds like something Jerry Lewis would move his mouth to, maybe. Or the music that would play automatically when Don Draper entered his New York apartment.
That could be very. That could be appropriate. You know where you have heard this before? Because I guarantee you, you have heard this type of music before. And are you a fan of the Ernie Kovacs show?
Absolutely.
Of course you are.
The Nairobi Trio.
No. Well, close. But do you remember when he would create these anime? Well, he would use the available technology to bring offices to life.
Yes.
So there's a thing, and you can look it up on YouTube, and maybe we can put a link up here on the SLB thing, to musical office creation of Ernie Kovacs.
I love Ernie Kovacs.
I love Ernie Kovacs,
and now
too.
I do remember people using all sorts of office things and the noises
and
they would make around the
And the sounds
office.
That are being created by this. So, on Tuesday, and maybe you'll have to look this up for me because this is way past my bedtime to be up at this hour, when I'm doing the Esquivel program at the Mount Lebanon Library. I believe it is on
It's at the Mount Lebanon Library. I have all of that information. By the way, this is a pianist, composer, arranger, transcriber.
Ah!
Human being extraordinaire, Tom Roberts, who's here with us. It's July 24th at the Mount Lebanon Public Library that Tom is talking about, which is coming up not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday after this Tuesday, if my notes are correct.
That is correct.
And you're going to be celebrating this individual, right?
Well, it's going to be, there is actually a children's book. Take a look at this, Larry.
Esquivel, Space Age Sound Artist.
Esquivel.
Esquivel.
And I'm going to hold it up to the microphone there so all the listeners at home can see it. Can you see the wonderful artwork, ladies
actually,
and gentlemen?
It is wonderful. Who did the art on this book and who wrote this book?
All right, so it's written by a woman named Susan Wood, and it was illustrated by a guy named, and you're going to have to excuse me, I'm going to mispronounce this name because it is in... I think it's Aztec, but his name is Duncan Tonatiuh.
And what do you know about Esquivel?
Oh, my God. Do you know about... Well, you know what? If you guys come out to this program, to the Space Age Bachelor Pad at the Mount Lebanon Library, you will walk in and learn everything you would like to learn about Esquivel.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, it's... So...
Let's just enjoy the... This music just makes you feel happy.
Makes me feel groovy.
Suddenly, your radio is broadcasting orange and purple and minimalist furniture with round legs and naga hide.
Enter into the space age bachelor pad of the 1960s.
Can I see the book looks beautiful. So this is... Wow, this is a fun book. There's a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you discover this artist and to want to do a program about it?
Well, this was actually not my idea, and I've got to tell you that the Mount Lebanon Library does the most amazing programs for kids, for adults. For everyone. It is so incredibly inclusive. They've got an incredible staff. And one of my friends is, all of my friends work there. But one of them in particular discovered this book, Connie Matthews, and she said, well, I want to get you to do something again this summer for this. What do you? And she showed me this book, and I have always loved Esquivel's music, mostly because it's so, dare I say, kitschy?
Oh, kitsch is fine.
Kitsch is wonderful.
I dare you to say kitschy.
All right, I dare you. Kitschy.
Yes, there you go. Kitschy, kitschy, coo. It's kitschy.
It has a sense of humor, and it's very, very clever, and it doesn't take itself seriously. Yet, it is incredibly innovative, because what Juan Esquivel did was he discovered all of these instruments that most people weren't aware of and utilized the limitations of technology in this era, like the late 1950s and early 1960s, to create sound paintings using popular songs that everybody knew, but utilizing really bizarre sounds and the newly created stereo format.
Exactly.
Which would move back and forth between your headphones, or if you had speakers. Oh, listen.
That's mostly in my left head.
Wait, it's coming to the right.
Ooh. I feel like Sharo is about to walk in. Yeah. I always wanted a car horn that did that.
Oh, listen to this.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. You know, there were a lot of radio station jingles that were done in the 60s that more or less were of this style. WABC in New York had a series called the Radio A-Go-Go series. And actually, this has a go-go dancing sound to it.
Absolutely. And do you know where they were probably influenced by this? Juan Esquivel was working for Mexican radio shows in the late 1950s, and he would use unusual sounds to illustrate things.
That's like, covered in the book. I saw
it. It is covered in the book. Like, there's like, when the radio comedian needed music for a skit about, say, a stout man walking his tiny poodle down a busy city street, Juan had to imagine what might it sound like. Now, check, but what I am going to do for this program is, rather than actually just simply reading this book saying, Juan might ask for the kettle drums to go boom, boom, instead of reading this and using onomatopoeia, isn't that a great word?
Say it again.
Onomatopoeia.
Do, 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 do. Can you say it again?
Onomatopoeia.
Do, 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 do.
I think it's a different song we're singing.
Yes, but actually, onomatopoeia is a great word.
It's a wonderful word, and I remember seeing a video about it as a child.
Those are
back
words
in the 1800s.
Words that sound like the sound
like
they
the
make
sound it is.
Is
so
words.
Rather than reading words like he might ask the kettle drums to go boom boom, and like a lumbering giant, and the clarinets and the oboes to go yip yap like a dainty dog, and make the trumpets and trombones do honk blap bleep like car horns, what I have done is I have used a software called Audacity to extract bits and pieces from these original recordings to bring this book to life. If you listen on CD2 that I sent you there. Now, Jim Cunningham from WQED says, you know, using Audacity to do editing is like doing surgery with a butter knife. But it works exactly. Do you know that there was a guy from Pittsburgh who teaches at CMU invented Audacity?
I not to be a know-it-all, but I did know that. But it is hard to do detailed work with Audacity. That's a great analogy Jim made. But you can't.
He's a very bright boy, that Jim Cunningham.
Yes, he is. He's and his dad's smart too. So this is it. So you created the sound for what?
I played a late night last night, so I just kind of copied all of my little sound extracts. But let's just play what we've got on the CD here. We can hear what we've got.
Boing, boing. Uh-huh. Boing, boing.
No, no, be a D.
Is that you playing piano?
No, that's Esquivel himself.
Sorry.
Isn't that cute? Let's hear the next
that's
one.
That's really good. Now, you had to line up the timing of all of those excerpts that you took. Not that I want to reveal all of your secrets.
All of my secrets?
But that is not easy to do. Is that correct? Were those all individually taken out of his recordings, the spoken part?
By me. Oh, yes.
Yes, that's
absolutely.
That's a lot of error and trial there.
It is. But I'm used to working extremely hard to maintain my lifestyle of extreme poverty.
So this next one is very short. Let's hear what
it says.
Let's
hear what this one is. Oh. These are the boom bams.
And then let's see what Tom also brought. Sounds like a train, or that we're moving or dancing. Ah, we are dancing.
Groovy. So listeners will probably recognize a lot of these sounds or things that were influenced by these sounds in like TV shows Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sex in the City uses a lot of these kind of, because they're just very hip sounding things.
Yeah, The Office. These are used to define, or not The Office. I meant Mad Men. I don't know why I said The Office. Mad Men. These are like period or mood setters, I think. If you want a mood to seem hip and groovy, or if you
and
want
to show... And 1960s-ish.
So here's another one of Tom's...
extractions.
Amalgamations here. This one's really short.
Oh, that was for the weedy wee thing. So,
We'll try another one here. Some of these are... Oh, here's a longer one. Wow. Here comes Eartha Kitt. Tommy, no.
Exactly. You get it.
Yes.
And I'm sure your listeners, being the astute, intelligent, sophisticated, and people with sense of humor that really gets it, will understand what this is all about. And so what we're going to be doing there is I will bring the book to life, and it will be in the format of a cocktail party for kids, but for kids of all ages. So this is this is an event that's not just for kids and their parents and families. It's for everyone. Come on out and come out to the Space Age Bachelor Pad. And we're going to have a cocktail party beforehand with groovy music playing in the background. And I'm planning on channeling my inner Hugh Hefner for this event.
I was going to say, instead of a Shirley Temple, what do you have?
Well, there is no alcoholic beverages that will be served for children and for adults.
You can have a Taylor Swift instead of a Shirley Temple.
I don't even know what the heck that is.
Well, trust me. Oh, I love... Very nice.
Go to the next one. Because I don't really remember what it was.
We'll go to the next one. And momentarily, this is Tom Roberts dropping in and visiting us from the upper north side, the Spring Garden. Spring Hill. Sorry about that. Ooh. You can get in trouble if you identify a north side neighborhood even half incorrectly.
Them's fighting words, Larry Berger.
Yes, indeed. And here, this one looks interesting. I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking. Maybe.
Groovy.
Is he still living?
No, he passed away, I think, in 1982. So cute.
These singers are absolutely great.
You know what? And if you listen to the musicians that are involved, Juan was recording these things in Hollywood utilizing the top studio musicians. Now, we've heard this one already.
This is actually the full
version. Get past this. Yeah, we've heard this. I've grown weary of this, Larry Berger. Go to the next one. There's one really funny one. We've heard this one.
We just
too.
Heard that one.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm curious who the singers are.
Well, these would have been the voices sound familiar because these would have been the voices that you heard on movie soundtracks. You would have heard them in commercials in the 1960s. And the musicians that are involved are all the top studio guys from Hollywood. He loves the sound of the trumpet, and I would imagine that most of these trumpet players were guys like Conrad Gazzo, Manny Klein, Pete Condoli. You keep going backwards, Larry.
No, this is the track I have here. Let's see. You've got a lot of tracks on this.
They're very short.
Let's try this one.
I thought we'd be playing this off the computer, but...
No.
But this is the danger of live radio.
Oh, there's no danger. This is a... The king of space age pop. Oh, there's the spider instrument. Ricky's always a little afraid of the harpsichord. I like these. Here's the next one.
Ooh. That's a gong. So we're going to bring this book to life, ladies and gentlemen, with these songs. And when you come on out to the Mount Lebanon Library, you could to come to the Space Age Bachelor Pad and the cocktail party for all ages. You could come dressed in your finest 1960s groovy outfits, or you could come just as you are. Enjoy yourselves, people.
Yeah, you could have a new fashion. I think the Shirley Temple is now the Taylor Swift.
This is great.
Okay, this is one of Tom's creations or amalgamations.
Oh, muchacha.
Oh, hello, muchacha.
No, me, muchacho. You, muchacha. You know, like me, Tarzan. You, Jane. Me, muchacho. You, muchacha.
Oh, you, muchacho. Me, muchacha.
Wow.
Boy, are parents going to be happy that their kids learn to recreate this routine. It can just go on and on. Summer trip in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
We just keep going on. So these are really fun. And if you're just joining us, these are derivative works that Tom has made from the longer pieces that are available, right? You've pulled and manipulated.
Extracted. Just took little bits and pieces from these original Esquivel things simply to bring to life the images that you will see in the book when you come to Esquivel Space Age Sound.
So these will be playable as the book is read, because a lot of these are really short. So I imagine there's part of the book where you need something like this to happen.
Absolutely.
And then part of the book where you might need, say, something like this to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, it would be fun to give a subset of these sounds to a kid or an adult and ask them to write their own story around this. You know, as the car suddenly approached the intersection.
Exactly. You are so bright, Larry Berger.
Well.
What should I call it, Esquivel?
Okay, these really sound like the Johnny Man Singers. I was looking. The Johnny Man Singers recorded a lot of jingles.
It might be them.
I was looking at the set of CDs. So there is are these...
Not available in the United States, individual recordings are available.
Oh.
What I had to do to get this set of CDs, you wouldn't have no idea what I went, the hoops I've jumped through.
Well, I just happened to notice that all of the art on the CD set came from the archives of Michael Oakes, who is the brother of legendary singer-songwriter Phil Oakes. And that makes me like this even more. as if there wasn't already enough to like. And I see this as a relatively I'd like that to be my new Saturday Light Brigade charge. It could be a bop, 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 bop.
You may keep this, Larry.
I would like this.
And you may use it, all of these little extracts, you can use them to create more happy little sounds.
It makes me feel so happy.
Yes.
There are a lot. I mean,
I think the very last one is the one that's got a Z in it, and it's
here we go. So yeah, it is good to have them alphabetized.
Yes.
So here we go. Da, 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 da. Oh, what's the name of this song?
Well, this brings us to another wonderful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, call in now. If you recognize this song, Larry Berger will work on the transmission of your car, help you move no matter how big, how small, no matter how far. Larry Berger will come in and help you move.
Actually, if you do know that song, why don't you call us? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here
Let's
it is
hear
again.
Them one more time.
I know this song. Da, da. Oh. Boy, that's bugging me. That's right on the tip of my tongue.
So that's what that is.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest that you brush your teeth.
Yeah, da, 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 da. Oh. Okay, you can tell us what it is, but don't just yet. Maybe Tom will share the answer. Oh, here we go. Little nice. Traveling music as we head to birthday land. So,
absolutely.
Not this coming Tuesday, but a week from this Tuesday.
The 24th, Mount Lebanon Library. Go to their website or you can go to tomrobertspiano.com and see all the details for this. For the trip to the Space Age Bachelor Pad, to the reading and cocktail party of Esquivel, Space Age sound artist. Read by me, but you know darn well I'm not going to read it. It's just going to come to life before your very ears. Larry, you're interrupting me, Bubby. Larry, I'm talking. I'm talking here, Bubby. You can't do this. You're singing over my stuff here.
This also reminds me of the Flintstones. You could hear this. Not this particular song, but the mood is kind of Flintstonian.
It's 1960s, and it's very, you know, it reminds us of that period. So come as you are, or come in your groovy retro cocktail party wear and enjoy yourselves.
So are you going to reveal the name of the song?
Has anyone written it?
I don't see any. I can't imagine that anybody would want to move away from the radio speakers.
It's exciting
when you and
moment.
I are talking
yeah.
at the same time. Oh gosh, it's something by something, right? Give me a hint. Can you give me a little hint?
It's not in 3/4.
Well, I meant a lyric, a title hint.
It's a one-word title. I'm telling you, this is exciting radio,
yeah,
ladies
is.
And gentlemen. It's like watching the paint
what's
dry
the, what's
on the
first
radio.
Letter of the title?
The first letter is C. But it doesn't make, it's not a hard C. Perhaps you should ask me what the second letter is.
Second letter?
Is an H.
I don't know.
Do you give up?
I'll give up.
Play it one more time for the good people, if you can remember where it is.
I do. It's right here. I don't know.
Cherokee.
You can hear Tom with the book and saluting the wonderful Esquivel. This is really wonderful, seriously, that this is coming up. And this looks like a great recording, too. And the derivative works that you'll be presenting along with the book at the Mount Lebanon Library Tuesday night.